Hello and welcome to another episode of The Love Note. Forgive me if I sound a little bit flat. This is the ninth time I filmed this episode and I'm starting to get a bit frustrated. Today, I want to tell you a story. I've been talking to a woman recently who is very private, so I'm not going to say who she is or her name, but basically I have been struck by the point in her journey that she's on. She doesn't believe she's good enough to go after her dreams. She doesn't believe that she is worthy of success. She doesn't believe that she has any right to want anything other than the life that she currently has, because it's great and why would it want to be any different? Well, to that I say, what a boring life. Firstly, and please don't judge me by saying that, because I say it in the kindest way. When you sit back and let life pass you by without ever questioning what life could be if you put in work or into something or tried a little bit harder or did something new, you literally let life slide by as if it's, well, life. I am struck every day by my absolute excitement to jump out of bed and get into my day. I love what I do and I'm so excited by what I'm working on that sometimes I struggle to go to sleep at night. And I want this for everyone. I really do. And the thought of waking up in the morning and not really feeling anything about my life makes me so sad. And so many people do it. Maybe you do too. Life doesn't have to be like this. Life can be exciting and full of fire and passion. Now you might be thinking, but I don't want the crazy up and downs. I just want a stable life. And that's okay. I understand that. And I respect that. But if you've never tried living a life full of passion before, how can you say that you prefer one over the other? How can you say that you prefer a stable life over really intense highs and sometimes quite low lows? You can't. And if you get nothing else from today's episode, count this as your push, because I want you to take a tiny little step of that idea that you've had in your mind or that thing that you've always wanted to do and do something about it today. You are incredible. You are such an incredible person. You have the strength, the perseverance, the skill, the determination, the intelligence, the heart, the passion to do that thing that you want to do, whatever it is. You are good enough. You are worthy. You are worthy of success. You are worthy of chasing your dreams. You are enough as well. You are enough of a person. Stop what you're doing. Obviously, don't stop listening to this podcast, because you're going to miss the next bit. I want you to put everything down and I want you to think about that one thing that's been on your mind. Once you've got it in your head, I want you to write the first step that you could take towards making that happen. Then, when you've done that, I want you to do it. Do it tonight, even if you half complete it. Excuse me, even if you half complete it, if it's a big task or something, half complete it. Get started tonight. What are you going to do with your night tonight? Are you going to sit down and watch some TV and maybe eat some food? Maybe eat too much food because you're bored? Are you going to have another beer, have another glass of wine? Are you going to scroll on your phone for hours and hours doing nothing productive? Or are you going to get off that couch and go do something that's actually going to make your life a lot better? I know what you should be doing. You should be taking care of you. You should be nourishing your life so that as you go by through it, it gets better and better every single day. And that's what you're going to do tonight. You're going to put down everything, do what I asked you to do, and then you're going to send me a message on Instagram and tell me you've done it. Have a great evening, and I'll talk to you very soon.